Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow before I take off for the woods of Howard County to hopefully not get skunked 3 years in a row. I've never had even 2 years in a row where I was skunked in Fayette and Harrisburg, but I'm on a streak that I'm not real happy about. I need to fill the freezer here this weekend, but we'll have a Reardon Roundtable. Jane will be on the panel. I had a great lunch with Jane today. She introduced me and Ed Rohde, who also is a Roundtable guy, used to work in the Slay administration. Ed is a real sharp media guy. He's a common sense Democrat. I think he's kind of a Republican these days, but they introduced me to State Senator Brian Williams, who's running for St. Louis County Executive. He's a very sharp guy. He is likely to be the next county executive. He's a guy who actually wants to get things done. We might talk about that a little bit on the roundtable, but former State Senator Jeff Smith will be here, and fire thrower Greg Keller. Man, Smith and Keller on the panel at the same time. That is always red-hot radio. I promise you that. Paul Hall in the 4 o'clock hour will go over some streaming and some movie releases, and Cusimano as we take you into the weekend with sports. Lots of media stuff. I was going over some of this BBC. You got the Australian media that is on you know, Trump's radar right now. And then you have all this stuff in the aftermath of the shutdown where Democrats, including Jasmine Crockett, one of our own from here in St. Louis, continue to say stupid things. Curtis Houck is back with us, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Never a dull moment. Curtis, how are you this afternoon?
Good to be with you, my friend. As always, yes, never a dull moment. Some days you just wake up and you have no idea what's going to happen. And, although some things like Jasmine Crockett being on TV, that's a given.
Can I set this one up here? Okay, so I got to give credit to CNN. She's on CNN. I'm not, and let me just state this, Curtis. I have not done a whole lot with the Epstein files one way or the other, all right? So then yesterday I see there's this Epstein files thing and the Democrats are trying to make, you know, hay of this. Well, there was about 23,000 pages of documents from Epstein that were released by Republicans, but the Democrats put out a smaller batch and they redacted a name of Virginia Giuffre, who is, you know, one of the, one of the relations to Jeffrey Epstein. So what happened was, I'll just play it, because Jasmine Crockett goes on CNN and tries to talk about this, and she kind of steps on herself here.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it's redacted who the victim is, so I won't necessarily take the Republicans' word on who it is that's redacted. And I don't know why they would necessarily redact someone's name who is deceased at this point.
The Democrats did that, though. The Democrats redacted.
No. I understand, okay, but I'm just saying, like, our biggest concern is to actually make sure that we are protecting victims.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about, because what Pamela Brown was trying to point out is that the Democrats, when they released their emails, they're the ones that redacted the name. It had nothing to do with Republicans.
Right. Well, then the tape then goes on to say that, well, she admits that, like, well, this victim who died by suicide and wrote a book, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, we're not going to say who it is. It could have been anybody. But, you know, there's these, you know, very defined characteristics about who this person was.
Right.
Oh, man. I mean, it's pretty comical stuff. And, of course, you know, this is supposed to be the future of the Democrat Party. And, you know, people are telling her she should run for Senate next cycle against Ted Cruz, which, I mean, my goodness.
That would be, look, for guys like us, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? It really would.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it would be entertaining.
She'd be a black Amy McGrath. She'd raise a ton of money and lose.
Think about the cycle, though.
A ton of money on fire.
Think about the gift that it would be. You know, I barely have to do show prep these days. If we have AOC running in New York and Jasmine Crockett in Texas, that's a pretty good exacta right there, Curtis Houck.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be an absolute winner to see the media try and, like, dress these people up as, like, serious policy-oriented whippersnappers. I mean, come on.
That would be very entertaining. All right, let me ask you. I got into this a little earlier. Have you dug into this whole BBC nonsense that's gone? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is amazing. It's very, very on par with what happened at NPR. The difference is that they had two big executives that had to resign over the weekend because all this bias was being exposed.
Yeah, a couple of things. Point number one, one of the people forced to walk the plank, the CEO of BBC News, Deborah Turnus, she was previously at NBC News here in the United States. So,
I did not know that.
One less Trump era. So there you go. You know, the second point is a reminder here. It's actually worse than like PBS and NPR. You actually have to pay like a line item in your taxes in the UK for the BBC. So it's like, it's not like a situation where, you know, we were able to claw back the money appropriated for these organizations, these state-run media outlets in the UK. It's just, it's there. It's a thing that happens, you know. So, and the president, obviously, you know, considering suing, do I file suit, you know, they apologize, but not really. The president may just do it anyway. He should. This is an example, Mark, where actually UK's, like, pretty terrible free speech laws would actually come into the president's favor because by this metric, you know, the free speech laws that put people in jail for social media posts, the bar for meeting defamation would be lower.
Right. Than the United States. That's interesting. That is interesting.
Which is hilarious. And of course, but on the merits though, Mark, this one is so egregious. You know how this works in television and in the written word and radio. You do ellipses, you do a flash, you kind of denote, you state it out loud. But this time they splice together, you know, two sets of remarks from January 6th that were nearly an hour apart. And the way they made it look in the visual made it seem like and blended it as if it was a coherent thought. You know, I mean, how they thought that they were going to get away with this is beyond me. And the BBC to say, oh, we'd contractors this or that. I mean, come on, it was a documentary.
I have good perspective on this. You know, as I talked about this earlier, look, I was in, before I became a talk show host, I was a news guy, right? I went to Mizzou in the journalism school. I was a news director. I wrote a lot of news copy. I pulled a lot of sound bites. I'm so old, Curtis Houck, that I used to do it on reel-to-reel tape, okay? And I was pretty good at it, by the way, splicing and dicing. But you don't take, obviously, if you're doing a newscast, you have to shorten up the audio that you get from an interview subject or from a news conference. But what you don't do is you don't take out the middle and change the context of the soundbite. That is journalistic malpractice,
right?
And that's something that you just can't do. Can you tighten up a soundbite? Can you, and look, newspaper people, I'm sure you've seen this too. One of my favorite things is when you get interviewed by a print reporter. And I don't know how often you've had this experience, but print reporters never actually quote you accurately. They oftentimes clean up your quotes and make you sound better, okay? But it's, and I, you know, it's just something that they do. But my point is that if you put a quote in or if you have a soundbite that changes the complete context, and to your point was an hour, you know, later, that's just being deceptive. And they were caught red-handed. And this, by the way, goes hand in hand with a lot of other things. And this guy that was looking into what was going at the BBC, they produced, for example, a surprisingly high number of stories about drag queens, celebrated a male wrestler who competed in the women's category, published an article headlined Transgender Women Guilty of Rape After Night Out. All these things, well, at the same time, the Tavistock Clinic and all this gender-affirming care nonsense is being exposed. And they don't want to cover that at all.
Well, and the Gaza coverage, you know, there's also that as well. I mean, they've had to frequently apologize. And I believe in one of the more recent instances, they quoted some, you know, child about, oh, my gosh, my life is so terrible. But they were somehow connected to Hamas or something
right.
like
yeah.
that. There was some level of transparency and disclosure that they didn't, you know, carry out there. I mean, it is pathetic. I mean, the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, had a really good soundbite that I tweeted out yesterday just talking about how disgraceful the BBC is. And it's sad. You know, the GBTV, GB News person there representing the new media seat said, oh, people in the Labour Party in the UK are saying this is a beacon around the world. And it's obviously not. It's a partisan rag. Unfortunately, you know, if those that have traveled in Europe know that when you turn on hotel TV in a non-English speaking country, chances are the BBC News is maybe the only channel that's in English. So,
well, and you know
a lot
what?
Of people take it in.
I was in Greece in April, Curtis, and let me tell you, to your point, and we probably talked about it at the time when I got back, but I watched some of the coverage over there, and this is when, you know, the tariffs were kicking off, everyone was criticizing Trump, and the one-sided nature of what I saw over there was in no way, shape, or form representative of reality in this country. And that's kind of what the BBC has become known for. But this is maybe one of my favorite parts of the BBC story, which I think is being a little undercovered here just because, you know, most Americans probably don't care about the BBC. They have someone that was their first disinformation reporter. Her name is Mariana Spring. And she had to apologize because last year, 2 years ago, I think, she was caught lying on her resume. Well, she's still employed at the BBC as its social media investigations senior correspondent. So the disinformation expert who lied on her resume is still there at the BBC. That sounds just about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it helps because you have people like Brian Stelter go on the PBS NewsHour the other day and basically say that the real story in this is the fact that conservatives notice and that we're pouncing on this and that we're complaining about this when, you know, I mean, this just kind of happens. It's like an honest mistake and like it wasn't like malicious or anything. You know, again, these are just excuses, you know. I mean, it's so pathetic that they have this kind of, you know, wall put up. They're not really willing to build walls elsewhere, but, you know, when it comes to their own, they're more than willing to bend over backwards to defend their own. We talk about this all the time, you and I. They demand the utmost transparency of us, we the people, and the people that they cover. But when it comes to, you know, we the people demanding transparency of them, how did they achieve? How did they arrive at their facts? What are their conclusions? What questions did they ask of their subjects? You know, they can't really give that to us. You know, that's how CBS got in trouble with its Kamala Harris interview.
Absolutely.
Because they weren't willing to engage in full transparency. And, you know, these things are so easy. And that's the thing that's really annoying about all this, Mark. This is should not be a left or right issue because deceptive editing is just bad journalism. It hurts the product as a whole. It is maybe the original form of disinformation along with just making stuff up because it is, again, it's so damaging to the brand. How can they expect to regain trust in the press if they're engaging in these little quibbles that just seem so amateurish, but we know based on their hearts and their coverage otherwise is intentional?
Well, and it's funny because I have a former journalism professor that was, you know, at Mizzou many years ago when I was there, and I had kept in touch with him just a little bit. But some of the things that he's writing about, that they're teaching people in journalism schools in modern day, it's really stunning. And I think we know this, and you know this firsthand because you highlight it all the time. But look, this is we're well beyond the let's be fair in journalism days. This is about an agenda. And these kids and even these professors, they're proud of this now. They really are. They think that this is their job, not telling the truth, not explaining context, but by, you know, carrying on left-wing agendas, they're proud of it. They wear it as a badge of honor. And I am stunned by that. I really am. So one example is he put a piece on a few weeks ago. This is my former professor that says, as federal law enforcement and ICE enter more and more American cities, how should we be covering this action? One way is to let residents know where the feds are operating. So basically, he's advocating for these apps that are identifying where ICE is and what they're doing. Now, you can do that if you want to, but are you still going to show the other side of the story with the damage that illegal migrants have done in this country and the resources they've taken away from American people? That's the problem. There's never a balancing that occurs.
No, there's never two sides to the equation because they believe in their heart of hearts that one side is wrong and it is evil. These people that are getting into journalism get in there to settle scores or shape narratives. It's not to tell you the who, what, where, when, why, and how. It's beyond me that we're at this point where you want to get into this to be propagandist. And it's settling scores, as in just kind of letting the chips fall where they may and letting the people decide. It's all about telling people this is what you need to think or you must think and how you must vote, because otherwise, you know, it's somehow this battle between good versus evil. And that's also how we end up with theater kids in Congress and so on and so forth, and you get judges nowadays quoting Hamilton instead of the actual law. They're part and parcel.
Yeah. Let me wrap with this, and we don't have to keep this long, but I keep asking guests about this because I don't enjoy going down the rabbit hole, but I'll ask you this question because I see it on your timeline. What in the hell is going on?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Tucker Carlson.
It is dangerous and it is wrong. Tucker and his followers, and there's many, many other people that I won't mention, but leave it up to your people's imaginations. Need to go read some books.
He's getting into really crazy, even crazier territory, right?
One book I'll recommend I started reading, Why the Jews by Dennis Prager. And he is another co-author. I forget his name at this moment, but it was completely revised after October 7th. I just started reading it last night. It's masterful, talking about anti-Semitism. And we're at a point where he's saying today Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a bad guy. He's not a Christian because he wanted to kill Hitler. Like, what world are we in? Go check out Eric Metaxas, wrote maybe the defining biography of him. It is dangerous what is going on, and we cannot allow this. One of my colleagues said to me the other day, the retort from that crowd is you're engaging in gatekeeping. Well, the left didn't have gatekeeping, and that's why we have 47 genders running around right now.
Well, and the thing that makes me, Tucker is Tucker, and he's always been Tucker, but the thing I think that makes me even more uncomfortable, and for those people who don't know what's going on, there's a lot with Tucker and Nick Fuentes, who is a rabid anti-Semite and just a disgusting person, but even Megyn Kelly kind of weighs in and seems to defend Tucker just a little bit, and that was confusing to me.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing.
I mean, there's crazy stuff going on out there. There really is, but thanks for highlighting it all at Newsbusters. Curtis, have a great week.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.